Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast. We are Young Broke Pops. I am Stella.
Hi everyone, and I'm Maria.
And let's first introduce ourselves and our podcast. I am Stella. I am 25 years old. I hold a master's degree in positive organizational psychology. I'm currently based in the Netherlands. And when this whole quarantine thing is over, I would like to travel to Iceland.
Nice. I also want to go to Iceland, Stella. But before that, let me introduce myself also. So, as I said, hi everyone, I'm Maria. I'm 26 years old. I also hold a master's degree in positive organizational psychology. And currently I'm living in the beautiful Athens. And when this is all over, the place I want to go and visit is Cuba.
Nice! A total different from Iceland.
Yes.
So we decided with Maria to create this podcast because we would like to discuss how psychology relates to work and share our experiences with you. And in our podcast, we're going to talk about the basic topics in work and organizational psychology. And of course, you don't have to be an HR professional if you want to listen to our podcast. Just curious about how psychology can improve employees' well-being and productivity. And just so you know, the word POPS in our podcast title stands for Positive Organizational Psychology. And Maria, would you like to tell us a little bit more about the definition of organizational psychology and work psychology?
Definitely. Well, I think you also get that question a lot, like when you introduce yourself and you say, hi, I'm a work psychologist, and everyone's like, what? So what I normally say to these people is that work psychology is basically about understanding, explaining, changing, and improving the work behavior of individuals and groups in organizations. So basically, the work of a work psychologist is to make everyone happier and the workplace is better.
And today we're going to talk about a very hot topic, remote working and work from home. We both finished our internships from home, and I actually did my whole internship from home. And we thought it would be nice to share our experiences with you and also share some tips on how you can deal with this situation. Maria, would you like to start and tell us a little bit more about how you dealt with that?
Yeah, of course. So my internship experience was actually a hybrid experience because I had the chance to go to the office for just 1 month, and then it was fully remote. So I had the opportunity to see how the office was and meet with my colleagues and have some coffees next to the coffee machines and chats and things like that. But still, it was a remote working experience. So what I did in order to work better during this period was to create my own working space. So in our minds, office is for work and home is for fun. But since we are all at home, we need to create an environment that motivates us and gets us into the work mode. So what I did was at first I tried to create my own working corner, my office corner, where I created an ergonomic office. And also I put some plants and some nice lights to make it more creative and more hygge. Moreover, what I also did was to never, never, ever work from my bed, because I didn't want to connect bed with work, because bed is where you're going to go to rest a bit or read a book or watch Netflix. It's a place where you relax, so you don't want to connect this thing with the stress time of work. Also, what I tried to do in order to put myself into work mode was to actually create some routines to get me into work and out of work. So what I did in the morning was to, of course, make some breakfast. And afterwards, I would dress up really fancy and make my hair, put some makeup on. And this was actually the competition inside my house because my roommates would bet how I would dress up every day. So I was the clown of the house every day, but I didn't really mind, because it actually did put me into work mode. And then in order to log off work, I was turning off all the notifications, and then I would take my bike and go around the neighborhood just to clear my head.
Mm-hmm. I think it's super important to take breaks, because it can be easy to go all day without getting up from your chair, and especially if you're living alone. What I also did, Maria, was that I tried to stay in touch with my co-workers and especially other interns, because we were dealing with the same situation. We were able to share our concerns and experience. We ate our virtual lunch together, and we also drank our virtual coffee together. It's really important to trust your colleagues and establish an honest communication with them. Breaking through the personal barrier, especially during these challenging times, I think it makes working from home much easier.
I think these are really, really nice what you just said, just to share your thoughts with your colleagues and trust them. But I have a question for you, because as you said, you did your whole internship remotely. How was it for you? How did it feel at the beginning to actually meeting everyone through camera? Because you never had the chance, like I did, to meet them at the office, like shake hands, mm-hmm. say some jokes, like have this interpersonal interaction. How was it for you?
It's weird. It definitely is. But it's so easy to focus only on the negative aspects of it. And many times you can catch yourself thinking, would have I done better if I was working in the office? And while it's always good to reflect on your performance, it's also important not to get too lost in the what ifs. I mean, of course, meeting someone in person is always better than meeting someone virtually. It is what it is. That's what I was always saying to myself.
Yeah, we just had to go with it. I mean, we didn't have a choice, to be honest.
Exactly. It really, all these relationships at work, they work both ways. And I was lucky enough to have great colleagues who were always open and supportive.
Do you think that employees, not even in your company, but like in general, were more open to support their colleagues during this hard time? Because I hear that a lot, that even from other companies, they were more open to talk about their feelings, or even to be more supportive with people that they were closer with, mm-hmm. especially during this hard time.
Yes, I think this happened especially during the first months of the quarantine. But now it seems like everyone is getting used to it, like this is a new normal, this is how life is going to be, or this is how life is right now. And I feel like people are used, at least most people are used to it now.
Let's hope that we're not gonna be too used to it though in the future.
I think
this whole thing is over.
Yeah, I think we should better discuss this in a different podcast, in a different episode.
Definitely.
So what I also go on.
No,
there,
no,
yeah?
Continue.
Yeah, I think what also I also did was I always tried to monitor my mental health, because it's not just working remotely, it is working from home during a pandemic, and we shouldn't forget that. These are strange times, and we should be allowed to talk about our feelings and ask for help, and also look out for ourselves. And
I think what you just said was the most important thing, actually, especially since we are work psychologists. Of course, we're gonna support any actions that have to do with mental health. But how did you manage, like, to be okay or to just say stay positive during this hard time? What was like your personal strength, mentally speaking?
What I did was that I was focusing on the step that was in front of me and not the whole staircase. I don't know if this makes sense to you. I was focusing on the tasks I had each day. I didn't let myself thinking about the uncertainty and the future and how the future will look like. This helped me a lot.
So more like try to control the things that you can actually control, like your work, your tasks, mm-hmm. your friendships, things like that, or what you're doing during the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really, really, really important, actually.
I also try to find new hobbies, even though we shouldn't feel like we must do something because we mm-hmm. stay at home and we should try a new thing. But if you feel like it, then find a new hobby can really help you feel more productive when you're not working, but you're staying at home. I downloaded an app, Duolingo, mm-hmm. everybody knows Duolingo, and I started stretching my skills in French.
Nice. And did that work?
No. But at that time, it felt like it was working.
Yeah, but still, people can still try it, right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be discouraged. I mean, yeah. I started to paint, even though I'm terrible at painting, but I did it anyway because it could help me to clear my mind, especially during like the hard days and the days that I had so many things to do and I was like, no, I can't do this anymore. I mean, you don't have to be good at something, you just have to like say, okay, why not, I'm gonna try it anyway, who cares.
Indeed.
So if we had to like make a summary, what are the 3 most important things that you would do, like you would advise people to do during remote working?
Take breaks, get to know your coworkers, and don't focus on the negative. What about you?
Super. And for me, it would be to create your own working space. Try to take care of yourself by creating work routines to help you get into work mode. And of course, take care of your mental health, guys.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We were the Young Broke Popes.
Thank you, everyone. We hope you enjoyed that.
See you next time.